These are Gemaras that we've seen so many times. Number one, if you look at what Hashem is going to tell Roimi and what Hashem is going to tell Paras, it's not mamash the same. Roimi comes and Roimi says that we went and we made many shvakim, we made many merchatzos, we amassed a tremendous amount of money. Everything we did for Klal Yisrael. What does the Eibush to respond to him? He says, not true, he did everything for Taifa. He said, you made shvakim, it was for Zoynus. You made merchatzos, it was la'adin atzmechem. When Paras is going to make the same argument, and Paras is going to say that, you know, we made bridges, we made krakim, what's the Eibush going to tell Paras? He's not going to say you did it for Taifa. He's going to say you did it for money, right? You did it because you wanted tolls. You did it because you wanted to enlist people into your army. It wasn't related to Taifa. It was more related to money. It was related to power. So it's just interesting that Roimi is going to be accused of being Bali Taifa. Everything you did was for Taifa. As opposed to Paras is going to be told that everything you did for your money slash military slash power. It's a different Indian. Another thing is they're going to all come very excited, right? They're going to say, oh, what do you mean? Of course we have a chelik in Torah. We have a chelik in Torah because of the fact that we facilitated so much Torah. Now, the Eibush is going to prove them wrong. Shoytim sheba oylam, miyad yetsu bepachei nefesh. They're going to leave bepachei nefesh. The Pasuk says, Torah Hashem temima meshivas nefesh. Just one knetch based on this Gemara, but desire that base. The ones that don't learn Torah, they're going to be yoytze bepachei nefesh. You always think of meshivas nefesh ba'al mahadein, which of course is true, but it's true ba'al mahadasi as well. The diktok haloshen in this Gemara, but desire that base on the base. Whoever is going to walk out unsuccessful, the Gemara describes as leaving bepachei nefesh. Why? Because they couldn't answer in the affirmative, mi bochem yagid zois. Teres Hashem temima is meshivas nefesh. You're going to spear yourself from that feeling of pachei nefesh, which is going to come to the people that didn't learn Torah, loss of love. And of course, the maramak with the hey ayudia, as relates to this Gemara, something we've spoken about so many times, is the first briskerov in Sefer ala Torah, and Parshas Bereishis, where the briskerov asks all the obvious questions on this Gemara. He says, first of all, we're dealing with loss of love. Loss of love, there's going to be such clarity in the world. How are these umayis oilam going to have the chutzpah, the audacity to look at Kadosh Baruch Hu in the eye and say that everything that we did the shvah? You want to say it today, you can say whatever you want. Caesar going to leave them. But loss of love, where you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's Ummal Aretz Deya Kamayim Layam Echasim, how are they going to have the audacity to be able to do that? And he said, not just that, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's his response? His response is not that you're lying. Shaitim Shava Olam, you fools. The Eibush the L'chayr should have said Maran Agris, Shakranim Shava Olam. Why do you only say Shaitim Shava Olam? So the Briskerov said like only the Briskerov could say. Because the emes is just the opposite. We're dealing with loss of love. Loss of love, we're going to realize that every single thing that happened in this world happened for Klal Yisrael. Bereishis bara l'kim esa shemayim v'esa ares. Bereishis b'shvil ha'teirah shen kereishis u'b'shvil yisrael shen nikru reishis. Rashi in the beginning of his pirush ala teira. The whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. And the umma yisrael, loss of love, they're going to see that. And they're going to see that in high definition. And they're going to chab, one second, we thought we had no shot. But now that we realize that all the wars, all the money, everything that we ever did was all for Klal Yisrael. So we played such an important role in the master plan of Hashem. So Adarab, so Kumtun Zepis, and they're going to come running in. Miyad Nichnasaraymi, Vacharea Paras. Everyone's going to come storming in. They're going to have the best argument in the world. Everything we did was for Klal, because it's true. That Dafka making the argument loss of love, because that's Dafka when they're going to see it with clarity. It's not, it's loss of love. No, it's because it's loss of love. It's Malar it's day. No, it's because it's a Malar it's day. Because that is the Malar it's day. That's going to be the clarity. The clarity is going to be that Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad, that everything that happened was B'shul HaTayr B'shul Yisrael. What's the Eibush's response going to be? He's saying, good. Is that why you did it? A person is put in this world with free will. Of course, ultimately every decision you made was playing a role in Torah. And based on that, of course you facilitated a tremendous amount of Torah. But that wasn't your intention and that wasn't your motivation. And as a result, mi bochem yagid zois, no, miyad yetsu bepachei nefesh. Either way.